This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Karnamaya Mongar, a refugee from the nation of Bhutan, died in 2009 at the Philadelphia Gosnell Clinic after being sent there by other abortion clinics. Yesterday, her family testified in the murder trial of Kermit Gosnell. They told the jury about deplorable conditions, how the fire department had to break out the emergency exit. Jurors have been presented with evidence that she died from a massive overdose, administered in part by unqualified personnel under the direction of Dr. Gosnell. The NAACP has filed a countersuit against Ryan Bomberger, who exposed its pro-abortion views in an article appearing at lifenews.com. Bomberger's January article assailed the NAACP for, among other things, ignoring what he called the devastating reality that black babies are aborted at staggering levels. Bomberger pointed out that black babies in New York City are aborted 6 times more frequently than white babies. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. A California bill wants to reverse the current ban against companies providing financial incentive for human eggs to be used for development of human cloning. Bioethics attorney Wesley Smith says the moral questions over objectifying human life only begin with no protections in the bill for the woman who donates an egg. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.